It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
There's nothing linear about life, history, or society. Nope, it's all push and pull, fits and starts, up and down, step forward, step back. Former President Obama used to quote Martin Luther King Jr. to the effect that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. But to me, there's less of an arc to life than a series of very wavy lines. And those lines are likely to be trending, if they have any discernible trend, in different directions. Nowhere is this reality more apparent than on the farm. It was refreshing this last week to finally arrive at true meteorological winter. A few inches of light, fluffy snow ended Friday morning, easily shoveled off the driveway, followed Saturday by bright blue sunshine and a zero wind chill. It seemed like this kind of crisp, unmistakable winter would never get here. That it was so pretty and was so easy to manage, at least till the ice came, made it delightful. After what seemed like weeks of warmish gray days punctuated by dismal drizzle. But it always struck me as odd that just as the arc of the temperature bends toward winter in January, statistically our coldest month, it's precisely then that the arc of daylight begins to bend toward spring. Since the winter solstice, we've been adding close to a minute of daylight each day, so that the days now 9 hours and 14 minutes are about 11 minutes longer, and the nights, 11 hours 24 minutes, are about 11 minutes shorter than they were just before Christmas. The remaining 2.5 hours are accounted for by varying degrees of twilight. This may seem like a small change, but it makes a discernible difference. Around Christmas, my daily egg collections were down to about 3 or 4 eggs. This week, the average has doubled to 7 to 8 eggs a day, and one day I collected 11. We're back to where we were in both daylight and egg production to December 3rd or so. Egg producers are generally advised that chickens need 14 hours of light to produce eggs, and that they produce best when the daylight lasts 16 hours, which can be simulated through artificial lighting that I eschew. But it seems to me that twilight counts for this purpose, and that even at 12.5 hours of combined daylight and twilight, there's enough to stimulate a significant minority of the chickens to start laying again. In my mind, the Feast of the Epiphany, January 6th, has always announced the beginning of that spring egg avalanche to come. Of course, January 6th has taken on other significance as well. As on the farm, the greater world is moving into cold and darkness by fits and starts, even as it moves into the light. The dark trend was all too apparent last week as we marked the anniversary of the attempted coup against the duly elected American government by a sitting president a year ago. And we found that many Republican leaders who condemned the coup attempt a year ago were, through silence or acquiescence, endorsing it now. The Center for Systemic Peace, which monitors the risk of political instability in every country in the world with more than 500,000 people, has already, based on the executive actions by the Trump administration, such as purges of perceived disloyal government employees and undermining trust in the electoral process, moved the United States from the category of democracies to anocracies, a mix of authoritarian rule and democracy. It did that in 2020. According to the center's ranking, Switzerland is now the longest continuously practiced democracy in the world. Although President Biden's executive actions reversing some Trump-era practices moved us back into the category of democracies in 2021, the January 6th coup attempt, together with other disturbing trends, put us in a category of high risk for political instability nonetheless. One expert on civil wars, Barbara Walter, of the University of California, San Diego, who's been quoted everywhere in the last couple of weeks because of her new book, finds us to be at high risk of such a war here. She bases her opinion in part on how far we moved down the scale from true democracy, including restrictions being enacted in many places on voting rights, and in part on burgeoning militias and the growing acceptance in polling among Republicans of political violence as a means of achieving goals. In general, a trend on the right to endorsing maintaining power by non-democratic means. At the same time, as the trend line for American political stability bumps its way downhill, it seems to me there's a bumpy line in an upward direction that we have much cause to celebrate. The surging number of COVID cases could be a sign of the last hurrah of that awful pandemic. Here, I believe my personal experience reflects well what's being reported in the news. COVID infection is rampant among the people in my world and the people in their worlds. In my case, in the last couple of weeks, I got reported of COVID infection from Peter's son, Perry, and his family, and among my friends, Susie's husband, John, Michael's boyfriend, Bob, Steve's friends, John and Will, Elizabeth's daughter, Eric's friends, Jean-Michel, and his husband and kids, and George's niece and grandniece. All were vaccinated. In most cases, they were household members not infected, and in all cases, the symptoms were mild or transitory. One ran a high fever for a day, but he had not been boosted. Omicron could be the variant that had long been predicted, more infectious but less virulent, that marks the progression of COVID from pandemic to endemic, and carrying a degree of risk we can deal with, especially, of course, when the new antiviral pills are available for those who are at high risk for significant symptoms. COVID will have been defanged. Of course, tragically, the unvaccinated will not fare as well in this surge, and the way they fill the hospitals will affect all of us. But perhaps now the stark differences in outcomes, so apparent to everyone, as the virus sweeps so broadly, will finally convince the doubters to roll up their sleeves. I'll withhold my usual anti-vaxxing rant and let the virus do the talking. Since March 2020, the farm has been my COVID refuge. Even as that threat recedes, I sense the continuing need for a refuge, this time from the civil strife that may be coming. My friend Eric, rounding the corner last week, photographed the house backlit with dusk's glow and captioned the picture, "Light is everything." This place is certainly a light in my darkness. And that's not a trend line. It's a constant.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.